Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When European explorers first encountered the remote islands of Polynesia, they discovered an indigenous population that had accomplished the same maritime feat using much simpler technology. David Burley, professor of archaeology at Simon Fraser University, discusses a new dating technique that is refining our understanding of exactly when the first Polynesian mariners arrived.
It was over two decades ago that I began archaeological research into first Polynesian settlement in the Kingdom of Tonga. Tonga is located on the western edge of the Polynesian Triangle, and it would have been the first set of Polynesian islands encountered. These studies have been successful in finding the earliest settlements throughout the length of the archipelago. Based on excavated data, we now pinpoint first Polynesian landfall to the small fishing village of Nukaleka on the island of Tongatapu. In spite of our success, it has been more difficult to precisely establish an age for this settlement. We rely on radiocarbon dates, but radiocarbon years are not calendar years. When they are calibrated, the dates turn into probability statements with substantial age spans. At an archaeology conference in Samoa last year, my problems with dating were about to change. Marshall Weisler and Jinjan Zhao from the University of Queensland were looking for early samples to apply uranium-thorium dating to. UTH is a radiometric dating technique that works well on calcium carbonate materials such as coral. From the Nukaleka excavations, I had recovered coral files, a type of artifact used to abrade shell or smooth wood. Coral is subject to diagenetic alteration, however, and we had to refine the preparation protocols and develop new ones to guarantee accuracy. I can't remember being optimistic, but my first review of the results was jaw-dropping. These dates had a precision of plus or minus 8 to 10 years. The earliest, 888 plus or minus 8 years BC, came from an artifact buried in the sand beneath the Nukaleka site. It is the beach on which the first people into Polynesia walked, and we now know exactly when that happened.
That was David Burley of Simon Fraser University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation, in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.